Okay. So who would like to have a magnificent state of excellence that you could take with you? Thank you. Okay. So now, one thing I just want to point out that I observed is, where did she select to be next to me?
Oh.
Okay. So let's switch just to see. Okay. She self-selected the side that was better for her, okay? But I was watching for that. So again, sensory acuity is always at play, okay,
as we're doing this. I didn't consciously do that, but the other day with Candace, I think I figured out that was my more receptive side.
Yeah. But nice that you can organize yourself that way.
Without thinking about it, yeah. Okay.
All right. So this is an opportunity. If you were to think of like the an all-purpose state of excellence that you would like to have, maybe either to like a general wonderful state to be in the world with, mm-hmm. that would be, it would be good in many, many contexts.
Calm and confident. Can I have more than one?
Well, let me ask the question differently. If you were to think of times when you were at your highest and your best, mm-hmm. like when you felt like you were really like expressing yourself in the way that is really good for you.
Aligned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you see it? Okay. So you already accessed it a little bit. There, I would imagine you had some memory, some experience mm-hmm. of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would that be something you'd like to have easier access to?
Yeah.
To just be in your highest and best?
Mm-hmm.
And aligned, is that the word that works for that mm-hmm. state? So you'd like to be more aligned. Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to look down on the floor and visualize a circle on the floor.
Okay.
So as you look down, what color is your circle?
Well, I'm just using that blue one.
Okay, so this blue circle here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd invite you to expand the circle
mm-hmm.
a little bit so that it's big enough for you to step into it.
Okay.
Okay? If you want, you can get a little closer
okay.
to it.
Okay.
Awesome. So what we're going to do, the intent of this is to associate the state of being aligned with that circle,
mm-hmm.
to set a spatial anchor for that circle. So in a moment, okay, go ahead and step in. Okay, and allow that state of alignment to become full, rich, just right. So that's absolutely the way that would work best for you. That you're aligned, feeling at your highest and your best. Just enjoy that for a moment. How wonderful that is.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, big deep breath. Go ahead and step back out again. All right. So I would imagine you've had this experience more than one time in your life,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you were to think of another time, what I'm going to ask you to do is to think of another time
mm-hmm.
when you felt that state of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you start to feel the feeling yourself, step in as soon as you feel it on the rise.
Okay, a different time now?
Uh-huh, a different time.
Okay.
Okay. And again, allowing that feeling to become, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, full, rich. Where do you feel it in your body?
Well, it was just kind of all over.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a full body
mm-hmm.
feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Another deep breath. Stepping back. Okay. You have a third one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Go back into that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Really feel what that feels like. That's it. And then go ahead. Awesome. And really savor this feeling for a moment. How wonderful it is to be aligned. Your highest and best.
Mm-hmm.
All right, step back out again. So now we're going to test. You know, we did three examples of having her feel that state of alignment and then to step in. So now to test whether or not we've anchored this, just to ask her to step in to the circle and see what happens. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Stepping back out. All right. So the last little piece to this is there a like a specific context where this would be really wonderful for you to have?
All the time.
Uh-huh. Is there one that it would be even better than others?
just think all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm noticing that I'm not feeling like that, and I'm like, where are these icky feelings coming from, then that would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there something predictable in the future that would happen that might evoke a state like that? Okay. So going to work, it would be nice to be aligned.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do here in a moment now is think about going to work. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as soon as you start, okay, and then go ahead and step in and imagine going to work, being in that state of alignment and noticing how different that is, mm-hmm. how it can really enrich and enhance that experience of going to work in just the right way. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Good.
Awesome. What specifically do you notice?
Well, when I stood in and I just like my physical body became more aligned and I just was like more excited to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Big deep breath. Stepping back out. Okay. Whew, you can shake that off and just relax. Mm-hmm. So pretty simple, right? Invite the state, and you have lots of ways of accessing the state, some language to access the state. Invite the person that you'll be working with to access a time when they were at their highest and their best. Or it could be a specific resource, an excellent resource. And I would invite, just for practice sake, to keep it simple. But if you just ask them, your highest and your best, they'll come up with what that means for them. And they think a state where they were operating very, very well. And then as invite them when they feel it on the rise to step in, and you can gesture or you can use words. And she also gave me this gift, okay? She did a kind of a self anchor. This is not only a motion anchor for her, but probably a visual anchor for her. So I can borrow that anchor in the future to invite her into a state of alignment as a visual anchor. You could do that as a self anchor. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Now, if I didn't have this, would I just like envision this blue circle with me wherever I am?
I would highly recommend picking that circle up in your mind, okay? And then taking it with you. You know, it might be you might tuck it in somewhere or put it in back pocket or bring it into your heart, whatever feels right. So that you take it with you wherever you go. And then when you want this state back, you can take it, put it on the floor, step in, be nice and aligned. Now, there's another cool little trick. You can duplicate those circles. Mm-hmm. Like, you could put one on the chair at work, right? You could put one in the car seat. Mm-hmm. Okay? You could put one in some places in your house where it'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Start sprinkling those circles all over the place if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay? It's all up to you,
thanks.
However it would work.
Okay.
So thank you. Would you entertain a question or two from
yes.
the group? Any questions about her experience? Okay.
Can I borrow your spot?
Yeah. For a fee, she will sell her circle of excellence. Okay. Questions about the process? Yes.
So you made her do three different scenarios.
Not necessarily. An anchor can be done well in a single instance. It can be. I like doing a couple just to make sure it's reinforced. It's also to make sure that I'm calibrating properly, because you know just seeing once isn't a pattern, right? But if I see it several times, then I get more and more confident whether or not I've got it, and so it helps for your learning to do it. Helps for your learning and their ability to access the state through just sheer repetition. So, but there's not a hard guideline around that. Yeah, if you get it really good, you get the state really well and you anchor really well, one time is enough to do it.
Can you repeat the same experience? The same experience if she didn't have three to recall.
Sure. Yeah, it would just strengthen it from that one experience. The benefit of having more than one experience is it begins to generalize more,
yeah.
And she can have access to it in more than one way. But having at least one way is a good thing. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So if you would find a partner, it should only take about, 7 minutes each. And we'll give you a marker to switch and practice circle of excellence.